As I sometimes say, you know, we can be friends, but we probably won't be close friends. 810 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, sometimes on Key. I'm Andrew McKay. Candy's over there doing her singing better than I am, more bravely than I am. Sam Abel is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. She joins us every Tuesday after a Monday meeting. Sam, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hey. I've got my leg warmers on. I got my headband on. I'm doing it.
And she's got that naturally curly red hair that's perfect for all of that 80s aerobicized. That's fantastic.
Yes.
Well, you're a hero. That's why I play that.
That's right.
I picture it with a headband and everything, so that's outstanding.
That matches my own.
So let's see. Yesterday you had the general city council meeting, but you also had the budget workshop working on all of the funding for next year. I am assuming that the plan is to keep millage constant and let the rise in housing prices set off against the increased inflationary cost of employees and business operations and all that. Is that basically right?
Stop. You took the words right out of my mouth. That's exactly it. That's exactly it. Yes. So, you know, so long as we can continue to do that, that is a sustainable business plan, keeping that millage low, keeping all other, you know, rates and taxes low, and just riding that increase in appraised value and saving against inflation. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
That's right.
And yet, of course, according to the state rule, because you're not adopting the rollback rate, you have to pretend that you're implementing a tax increase, which is one of the dumbest rules ever put into place ever. So, you know, I feel your pain every time you have to do that, you know.
Well, for individuals like yourself who are trying to educate your listeners, it can get very confusing. And so we appreciate you helping explain that.
Yeah, it's just one of those goofy. I mean, you know, they keep the gas tax the sales tax percentage constant, but the price of things goes up. Is that a tax increase? Well, no. I mean, it's just
that's
a flat
right.
tax. But anyway,
that's
whatever.
Right. Oh, I love it.
You have your rules. You guys also have been working on a bit of an issue that came up with the Shoreline Park and watercraft rentals. Is that right?
We did. So our general fund, of course, encompasses, you know, what your property taxes are primarily paying for. So that would be, you know, your law enforcement, fire protection, parks and recreation. And so there's quite a bit of talk about parks, both the hurricane recovery needed at Wayside Park, but also what is happening at Shoreline Park. Our mayor pro tem, Tom Nail, says it's almost like whack-a-mole. Like as soon as you fix one problem, another pops up. So we have a beachfront dog park, and we cleared out some of that area to make it, you know, more visible, to improve some ADA parking. Apparently, it made it perfect for jet skis and watercraft rentals, who have now taken out the floating bumpers there for dogs. They're pulling their jet skis right up. We have watercraft rentals operating out of Shoreline Park, pontoons and so forth, and they're paying the same $75 a year as you would pay for your personal boat, Andrew. So,
got it. But using it a lot more, right?
Yes, yes. So what the council really talked about is, wait, that's not the use of this park. You can go to Pensacola Beach for that. You can go to Pensacola for that. This park is located, you know, in the interior of our neighborhoods. It's just not equipped to handle the type of volume that we're seeing right now. And so they talked more about what we can do in order to change the code, because operating those businesses out of that park is just in disharmony with, you know, how people want to use it. So that was a good conversation, good direction.
So do you think the goal here is to, because obviously there's a market demand, okay? So is the goal to find a way to make them both work together, or is the goal to just prohibit the commercial activity because the park is so full of non-commercial activity that it can't really sustain that addition to it?
Right. We heard our council loud and clear. It was unanimous that we have to delineate between uses, and for the commercial rentals, that is not the location. And we heard them loud and clear. It was unanimous that we are not going to have rentals operating out of Shoreline Park South. So we'll see if there needs to be better code enforcement, code changes to ramp up penalties. We'll see that happen. But there was a delineation with the charter fishing and, you know, making sure that we're addressing charter fishing separately. And then also you have more of your commercial industrial uses, those that are, you know, bringing in barges, but they're repairing the piers, you know, for a lot of our surrounding residences. So how we address those, because what's happening now is they're, you know, bringing their barge, their heavy equipment, and there's a long line backing up just your, So talked a lot about delineating between those uses to be able to continue to allow the charter fishing. You know, we have a $1.2 million NERDA grant coming down the hatch, Andrew, in order to make improvements for recreational fishing. So something has to give the recreational watercraft. This is not the location for it. We don't have the facilities for it. And so, you know, in the future when Wayside opens,
I was just
going to
say that. Wayside seems like it'd be a much more natural place, especially with all of that abundant, you know, asphalt parking space. It seems like that would be a more of a fit.
It, well, the issue there, of course, is that neither Pensacola nor Gulf Breeze has received FEMA assistance for our hurricane recovery. We're looking at over $2 million worth of repairs that need to be made. So it's likely not going to be, you know, until next year before all of those facilities are open again. In the meantime, what the council have said is, listen, this park is for residents first. We encourage our surrounding area to use it in the way of which it's designed, but the rentals, it has to go.
Interesting. Okay. Well, you know, always you would hope to find a way that everybody can be happy, but sometimes, you know, the facility only lends itself to the one thing and the other things are going to cause a problem. Sam, you know, actually, hang on for just a second because I had one other thing I wanted to ask you about. It's going to probably make me, I think it's going to wind up making me look stupid, but I don't mind. Candy's got traffic on the fives first.
Yes. Okay. This is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Big enough to get the job done, small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. Fairfield not showing many problems except for that slight backup that is eastbound just on the other side of Pace Boulevard in front of the Waterfront Rescue Mission thrift store because it is down to one lane right after that and it clears up. If you see an accident or have a traffic tip, certainly let us know. Text it in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. Back to Sam Abel. Sam, this has nothing to do with anything that's on your agendas, but it's just a, we were on vacation and we went to Jacksonville. We actually went to Amelia Island. My wife's mom just moved here from Illinois. And Fernandina Beach has this greenway bike walk trails around through a wetlands where there's water canals, basically, but then these grass, not paved, but grass biking trails. It's a couple of miles of biking. It's really a cool feature. I don't know why I wanted to bring it up with you. I know you've got like the boardwalk through the area down there, Shoreline Park. I know, of course, the you know the Gulf Islands has their bike trails, and that's a much more dry area. It just seemed like it was a really cool thing. I wanted to mention it to you in case there was any value somehow or other in knowing about that and what could be done in Gulf Breeze.
Well, we appreciate that. You know, the federal government really helped with a Rails to Trails program in the 90s and really pushed a lot of grant money through for railways that weren't being used anymore and converting those. And Andrew, if you ever get a chance to kind of Google that and look at some of the really cool green trails that you're describing and where they are throughout the country, it's really neat how they kind of link up through old railroad areas. You're right that we're kind of low to the water table in Gulf Breeze, so it gets a little bit more difficult because, you know, that area catches water.
Right.
But we are looking to expand our wetlands boardwalk in two areas. One, with that NERDA fishing grant that I mentioned. As you know, right now our existing wetlands boardwalk is ADA compliant, and so pets are not allowed. But there is another smaller boardwalk that runs along the drive where all the boat trailers are traveling.
Okay.
That boardwalk will be extended along the periphery of the parking lot and along the edge of the wetlands trail and drop directly into the dog park.
Oh, okay.
So we're looking to extend that boardwalk over our wetlands, Andrew, and then the larger boardwalk, we're looking to extend that back north into our natural resources extension area. So we're looking to expand what we have, but what you're, you know, describing, your Amelia Island, absolutely so beautiful. Probably more suited for Pensacola, for our sister city.
Sure.
But hey, if you have any ideas, let us know.
Well, that I just, you know, it was this random thing. We just experienced it, and I thought, well, while I'm talking with you, I'd bring it up. That's literally all I had in mind. So, Sam Abel, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you. She's the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Thank you for the city and keeping us informed. I really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks.